I saw a lot of social media accounts using the term World War III this weekend as Iran launched its first direct attack on Israel after years and years of a shadow war. But it didn't really escalate to that point, thank goodness, right? Israel, the United States, Britain, and Jordan knocked almost all of the drones and missiles launched from Iran out of the sky. That would be the ones that didn't knock themselves out of the sky by failing. Now the U.S. and other members of the United Nations Security Council are urging restraint in the Middle East. Officials in Israel are debating how to respond. Of course, the rest of the world's watching and saying, hey, I get it. Israel has a right to defend themselves. But boy, we want to destabilize the region even more. The White House says it does not have any indication that the Israelis have made any decision on how to respond to the weekend strike by Iran. Here's National Security Spokesman John Kirby talking to ABC's Good Morning America.
This is for them to decide and to speak to. The president, in his conversation with Prime Minister Netanyahu, did reiterate that it was a tremendous success for Israel Saturday night, not just the military superiority that they showed, but they showed they're not alone, that there was a coalition of nations that were willing to help them defend themselves.
Now, here locally, what happened on the other side of the planet does have some effects. The Phoenix Police Department issued a statement saying that they are, quote, fully aware of the conflicts taking place around the world, and patrol officers have knowledge of the different religious sites in their area and are responding to all the needs of the community. U.S. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, who's a member of the Senate Armed Services and Intelligence Committees in the Senate, told CBS's Face the Nation when it comes to this Iranian attack on Israel.
We don't want to see this escalate into a wider conflict. At the same time, I am constantly looking at the Iranian nuclear weapon capability. They could get pretty close pretty fast if they chose to do that.
But they have not as yet decided to make that political decision.
That is our intelligence community's analysis of this.
Okay.
And I would agree with that.
All right. Now, when Senator Kelly said this on CBS's Face the Nation,
we supported Israel in their defense very successfully. This is a very aggressive act by Iran.
It speaks to something that Chuck Todd spoke with us about on Friday before Iran attacked Israel directly. Here's what Chuck had to say about what the FBI director, Christopher Wray, said about the Middle East.
That he's never been more concerned about the possibility of what happened in Moscow happening in the United States. You know, that Moscow terrorist attack by ISIS is something that Wray was warning about. That could have, there are so many elevated reasons for extremists to target America. Support for Israel is one of them.
Hmm. And it kind of makes you take another look at the border, right? You know, we have such a problem with people crossing the border. People who are full on for immigration, like they think immigrants are going to help save this country, are saying, look, but we have to know who those people are. And if we have a willy-nilly run at the border, you don't know.
If you think they're all from Mexico or Central America, you are mistaken.
Yeah, that's definitely, So that could be a local effect of what's going on in Iran. I should say what's going on in Israel. We'll see if something goes on in Iran with Israel's response. But also, real quickly, I wanted to talk about gas prices because that could be an effect that we have here. And KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross, I know, has been talking to an energy expert this morning. Tom Closer, right, Jim?
Yeah, Tom Closer, Oil Price Information Service.
Yeah. So what is he saying? Is he saying that the what happened over the weekend is going to spike prices, or what are we looking at now?
With one reservation. He doesn't believe, at least for now, we will see higher prices directly tied to this. Mainly ours is, you know, California refineries. He thinks that we're at the end of this price run-up we've seen for the last several days or weeks.
Okay.
Barring any significant escalation in the Middle East, the theater of war. If that expands, we could see prices go up. But Iran is not a huge oil producer anymore. They're way behind Texas, for example. I mean, it's still significant. 2.7 million barrels a day come out of Iran. But Texas is 5.6 million a day. So Iran no longer up there with the large oil producers like Texas, for example, or Russia.
And obviously, we don't buy our oil directly from Iran, but they do sell it on the world market, and that, you know, that would affect the world market, right?
Most of theirs goes to China, as I understand it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Glad to hear that, of course, but there's lots of reasons to be hopeful about what's going on in the Middle East, that it doesn't escalate more. But, you know, once again, I don't know as though Israel can sit idly by and say, yeah, it was okay for you guys to directly attack us instead of through, you know, proxies and terror groups and, you know, who knows what else they were using. But now it's coming directly out of Iran.